So this afternoon, I would again like to invite you to see if you can nourish this quality of friendliness and care as the basic attitude as you are attending to your experience, to all those phenomena arising in your mind and body. Sometimes we can notice how we are practicing very goal-oriented, so that we practice in order to somehow get rid of something, to solve our problems or improve ourselves. So it becomes a project. I have to become a better person. I should overcome these difficulties. And there can be quite a lot of judgment behind this whole project. A basic attitude of not really accepting us and accepting who we are already. There is this idea of, I'm not enough, so I need to meditate in order to become better. And that's really not the essence of meditation. Then we are just instrumentalizing it in a way for very limited goals. And another way of thinking about meditation is to really see that every moment that we really bring the attention to this body, to this mind, to this breath, to this back pain, to this feeling of anger or irritation or loneliness or desire, every moment where we actually open to what is an act of love, of kindness. So I think Patricia already mentioned that mindfulness and this loving kindness or attitude of friendliness have to go together. Actually, we cannot really separate them. It's just an analytical distinction that we say there is mindfulness and there is loving kindness. But in our experience, we can feel that this act of really opening to experience is a way of loving it, of caring about it. And by opening to the experience, by really letting it in with this quality of care and love, really just learning how to be with it, things can unfold. Things can grow. Something can transform in our minds and hearts, not through this act of I have to change myself, but from creating space, from creating this soft holding environment that we need so that we feel safe. And when the mind feels safe, then it can open, it can flourish. So I would like to read a poem to you by Hafiz. He was a Persian mystic and poet. It felt love. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to this world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. The light that encourages us so that we can contribute our beauty to the world. And we can learn to incline the mind more in this direction, to nourish an inner climate of warmth, of acceptance. Whatever your experience might be right now in this moment, see in what kind of space you are holding your experience. See if it is difficult, perhaps, if it is possible to gently embrace and hold the difficulty, the pain, the suffering, the judgment. Whatever the experience is, we can always bring another layer around it. That's my image. We can always bring another layer. And then sometimes maybe there comes another layer of judgment, but that's not okay, and I cannot even accept myself. And then how about bringing another layer? Okay, and that's okay too. So we can even be okay with not being okay. That's always possible, adding another layer. So just widening the space of our heart and mind so that there is enough space for everything, for whatever wants to arise in your mind. So maybe you can incline the mind, invite this quality of gentleness, of care, of friendliness, to really befriend your own being sitting here, to befriend this breath, to befriend this physical sensation, to befriend this mind state, whatever it may be, allowing it to be here, allowing yourself to feel what you feel, allow yourself to sense what you sense. That's the way that something can soften in our minds and hearts. So let's just sit in stillness and see if you can connect with this quality, invite it. Let it nourish you, bask in it, so that it may infuse your whole being.